Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
I'm so glad to see you again. How's it been?
Well, it has been hot, and then I've enjoyed the last few days, though. It's been really nice. It's been cooler.
Yes, just a little more tolerable.
You bet.
And, of course, we're going to have that downhill slide eventually into, it's cold, turn up the heat. Wait a minute. But we've got a serious topic today, but you've got a lot of good information about it. I'm pretty positive. So let's hear about anaplasmosis.
That's right. You know, late summer, early fall is the time that we often start seeing anaplasmosis. And anaplasmosis is a common disease of cattle. It's common around the world. So it's not just something that's local to the United States or local to here. It is found around the world. And in Kansas, it's most prevalent in southeast Kansas and in eastern Kansas. Now, Anaplasma marginale is a bacteria that infects red blood cells. Once that animal is infected, it's infected for its life. The bacteria itself really doesn't harm the red blood cells, but the cow's immune response recognizes when the bacteria levels get so high, and that cow causes the cow's immune response or the immune system to kick in, and it kills the red blood cells that are infected. Well, this then causes anemia. And, of course, when you have anemia, that limits the amount of oxygen that's transported throughout the body. And this lack of oxygen in the blood, one of the first things you may see in cattle would be aggressive behavior. And aggressive behavior in animals that normally aren't, you know, that are normally very docile, but maybe all of a sudden they're really agitated. You can't get in the pen with them, those kind of things. There are some other signs of infection. And, you know, we talked about aggressiveness. Another one is they're lethargic. They don't want to get up. They don't want to move. There's yellowing of the mucous membranes. There can be abortion. There can be weight loss. There can be difficulty breathing. There can also, of course, lead to death. And oftentimes, most of the producers don't even realize they have a problem until they go out into the pasture. They're checking their cows and bulls, and they find something that's dead that's 2 years old or older. So it affects the older cattle more so than the younger cattle. So how do cattle get anaplasmosis? Anaplasmosis is transmitted through bites of ticks and or flies. In Kansas, it's really thought that the ticks are the biggest carrier of anaplasmosis, but there can be other ways of transmission, including blood-contaminated veterinary instruments like needles, tattoo pliers, castration, and dehorning tools, those types of things. If they're not disinfected between uses, of course, you can have problems. So if you find cows or bulls that are showing some of these clinical signs that we just talked about, good thing to do would be call your veterinarian for clinical signs. They can be treated. Okay, they can be treated with an intramuscular injection of oxytetracycline, and it's pretty rapid. It turns things around pretty quickly. However, cows that are cured through antibiotic therapy will be carriers of the disease for life. Because remember, I said once you have it, you always have it. Well, that's the case, and so the cows. Those cows that have had it once, they will never show symptoms again, but they will continue to be a source of the disease infection for down the road. So if a tick bites them, goes over and bites another cow, it can be transmitted that way. But, you know, typically we look for ways to prevent the disease or that kind of thing. And so the most common method to limit anaplasmosis is feeding tetracycline antibiotics in a mineral supplement or in the feed. And you really do need to work with your veterinarian on this, because the veterinarian has to write you a prescription, and it's called a veterinary feed directive, before you can get that mixed into any feed product. So now's just the time to start looking for them. You know, if you go out and you see some cows, I have a fall calving cow herd. Three years ago, I had this cow that hadn't had a calf yet. She's laying down. She wasn't with the rest of the herd. I thought, well, maybe she's trying to calve. It didn't really click to think about anaplasmosis. Lo and behold, the next day when I went down there, she had anaplasmosis. She is very yellow colored in her mucous membranes. We had to treat her, that kind of thing. So just be aware of it. Be out there, be vigilant, looking for it, and we can save a lot of cattle. So until next time, try to stay cool and safe. And if you have questions about anaplasia, you can feel free to call me at the extension office at 785-828-4438.
Well, thank you, Rod. I already hate ticks, and now you've given me another reason. Miserable little buggers. But anyway, so, well, I'm glad to hear that it's treatable at least. Yeah. Now, you say that they're carriers and it can be transmitted through a bite further down the road.
Right.
What about any future calves they may have? Is it transmitted in that fashion, or is it strictly just the cow has it?
Now you're asking a question I can't answer. I don't know for a fact.
But I bet
I'll have to look that
you're
up
the one who can find out.
And I can get back with you.
All
on
right.
That one.
Outstanding. You now have a research project.
That's right.
Thank you again for coming in. We look forward to talking to you some more.
All right.
Coming up Monday at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.